Good morning, no BS women. Whew. I am so sorry, but today is going to be a hard day for the entire no BS team. And if you did not hear, our amazing, sweet Heidi passed away this morning. And I was like, the minute I started the Zoom, I did not mean to cry. And I apologize, but it's just a hard day for us as a team, us as a membership. We all love and adore Heidi. I wasn't going to wear makeup, but then I could hear Heidi go, bitch, you better put your face on. And so that's exactly what I did. So if I ruin my makeup, it is Heidi's fault because she. And her, and you know, I could hear her voice being like, put your face on, bitch. So for those of you who knew her, we're grieving with you. For those who did not have the pleasure of knowing Heidi, I think you can tell by the membership and everything that, you know, that you see, you know, all the thoughts and posts on Facebook, you can see how much she was truly, truly loved and will definitely be missed. And, you know, our thoughts go out to Heidi's family. And in true Heidi fashion, she was our accountability goddess. But y'all, her accountability partner was with her when she passed away. Jensea, that she met inside the membership, was with her. So that just speaks to what accountability, you know, we do life together, but Jen was able to help her transition as well. So, all right, I'm gonna suck it up. We're gonna get through this, y'all. I've lost my notes somewhere. I had notes and I had everything. And so we're going to talk about hunger. We're going to talk about how to eat when you're hungry and stop when you've had enough. And that is what we are going to do today. We've got Mish in the Q&A with you, and we've got the amazing Kathy Hartman. I did not mean to be like this. I'm so sorry. You know, Heidi was sick for not very long. And honestly, we knew it was coming, but somehow I just knew Heidi was gonna just figure it out. I don't know, figure it out somehow. So, all right. Corinne says I never cry. Here's proof forever and ever on video that I do cry. All right. Whew. Let's just take a minute, like, of silence for Heidi. Let me collect myself, and we will get after what we are here for. For all of y'all who are scared to feel, it hurts, but you know what? It's just because we love her so much. The only reason that it hurts. So let me find my notes that I did have, but that have disappeared from me. So, all right. It is September. Yes, it is. And we have got a lot of amazing things coming in the membership, of which I need to put my glasses on so I can tell you all about them. Welcome if you're new. It's usually not like this. Keep checking out the No BS this month and No BS for all of the replays of these calls as we go through module one for the basics breakthrough. You'll see a video from Coach Mish and Coach Lisa. And then we have just finalized Camp Swag. Y'all, I'm going to just tell you about camp. this time it's going to be, God, y'all, an experience box. It is absolutely amazing. Whew. So this month we're doing Basics Breakthrough. October, we're doing Master Your Time, Master Your Weight Loss. So for all of you who think you do not have enough time to lose weight, we're going to show you how to make time, how to create space for you in your calendar, which was pivotal for me in my weight loss. November, we're going to be doing Handling the Holidays Reloaded. If you've been here before when we've done Handling the Holidays, we are adding material to it. We are changing things. It's going to really be amazing. So make sure that you don't miss that. December, we are doing something like this, Breaking Through Diet Mentality, live with Corinne or me, depending on what's going on. That month in December, and December 30th, we're going to do a 2024 weight loss 1-day workshop, which we all know and love. We show up and show out for those. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And then, so we're going to talk about doable hunger today. We're going to talk about, am I hungry? And then, have I had enough? And I will also say this, the membership is doing, I'm going to just mention it here. The membership is opening. So we're always open, as you know, but we are having like a kickoff free Facebook group called the Back to Basics Challenge. I'm going to tell y'all, they don't have no BS. This is way more than you get in that group. So if you think, oh, I better go over there and do that free group, these are not no BS women. They don't have the support that you have. They do not have the tools. Your time needs to be spent inside of this membership so that you can go deeper, get help on exactly what you need, and lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. So, and then, oh, somebody just posted something about Heidi. We are working as a team on a way for you to send messages to her family. There's like a lot of little pieces that go along with it, but we've been working on it for the last couple of days and it should be ready to go. We'll be posting in the Facebook group and you will also get an email with how you can send messages to Heidi's family. So just, you know, keep an eye out for that and we will, you'll be able to send your condolences to her family. So, just keep an eye out for that. All right. Whew. All right. Let's talk about, am I hungry? Have I had enough? All the things. Let's do that. Let's see. This is it, I think. Yeah, here we go. All right, let me share my screen. I think I can just share this one thing, I think. Let me know. I think this is right. All right, here we go. Let's do this. I think you should be able to see my screen. I will make it large and in charge. Can you see it?
Let's talk about the second basic of the four basics, the doable hunger method. It works like a boss, but there's a few things to understand before you dive in. The diet and food industries have conditioned us to ignore our body's signals of hunger and enoughness. Diets have us eating limited calories or food groups, often in ways that our body interprets as famine or starvation. The food industry overserves us at restaurants, glorifying eating large amounts of food as a good deal. It's no wonder that we have a black and white view of losing weight. The diet industry has us starving and deprived to lose weight, all while normalizing ignoring our own basic needs to survive. And the food industry is telling us bigger portions, more than what our body needs, is the new standard. It makes sense that we are either starving or full when we eat. Now, this is important because when you first start using the doable hunger method, it might seem easy to do, but feel hard to implement. You see, you've been taught to ignore your body's physical sensations to lose weight, just as much as you've been taught to overeat as if that's normal. And while you rebuild a healthy and respectful relationship with your body's hunger and enough signals, you'll need to remember nothing is wrong with you if you're messing up or confused on what you're doing. Believe me, you can still lose weight while figuring out your shit. You don't need to be perfect in order to lose weight. Just keep going, because every little change in behavior will count towards losing your weight for the last time. The doable hunger method is your new gold standard for weight loss, because it takes you back to what Mother Nature always intended. You're going to let your body be the guide for when you need to eat and when you need to stop. And the best thing about the doable hunger method is that it works at each and every meal, no matter what, because all you need is a brain and a stomach. From now on, you'll listen to your body instead of listening to diets and society about how much you need to eat. Now, there are two parts of the doable hunger method: waiting for slight hunger before you eat and stopping at enough versus full while you eat. And this video is all about waiting for hunger. So what do you think when I say hunger? This is important because your thoughts about being hungry helps you decide if you're willing to wait for it or if you're terrified of it. You might think things like, hunger sucks. I'm scared to be hungry. Or, girl, if I get too hungry, I won't be able to stop. Most of us have a very scary relationship with hunger, thanks to all the batshit crazy diets that taught us to live in a state of intolerable hunger. You're supposed to suck it up, chew some gum, and willpower your way until tomorrow. These asinine diets taught your body that something is wrong in the world, like a famine has hit you square in the gut. Because of this extreme hunger dieting, your brain experiences diet trauma. Meaning each time you overly restricted your food, your brain saw it as dangerous for your body. Your body felt like it was fighting for its own survival while you were just trying to lose some weight. Now, it's important we talk about this, because you might think doable hunger sounds amazing and easy to do, yet you're fucking scared, worried, and anxious when it's time to wait for hunger. Another issue to overcome is that our hunger and enoughness signals become blunted or dysregulated with extreme dieting. At some point, your body tried and failed to send normal hunger cues when you were on the extreme diet, but it got ignored so much that it now sounds off a fire alarm to get you to eat some dinner. As you eat to resolve the panic induced by past hunger trauma, you eat fast to match how you feel. You might have irrational thoughts like, I'm not going to get enough, or I need to eat extra because who knows when we're going to get food again. That's why so many of us think, if I get too hungry, I won't be able to stop. The problem isn't that hunger causes you to overeat. The issue is you need to rebuild trust with your body that starving is no longer needed to lose weight, that anytime you're hungry, you are totally allowed to eat, and that there's always more food coming. And the last and sometimes most powerful reason we don't want to be hungry is that having a full stomach is a way to keep from feeling bad. When you're an emotional eater, waiting for hunger means you are left thinking about things in your life that trigger you to feel lonely, sad, stressed, or maybe overwhelmed. Feeling hungry means facing what's going on in your life instead of escaping it. This is why waiting for hunger isn't like flipping a switch for some of us. It will take patience to learn your unique cues and compassionate understanding if anxiety or fear is triggered. When you hear yourself thinking, if I get too hungry, I'll overeat, remind yourself, I'm learning to use natural hunger. I don't have to overeat anymore to get plenty of food. And if you notice you're feeling bad because you don't have eating to distract you anymore, remind yourself, this is why I'm in no BS. I'm learning how to handle my emotional life instead of eating over it. In module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course, I'm going to teach you how to feel better and overcome the thinking that's holding you back in weight loss in life. But the bottom line is this: don't freak out if at first waiting for normal hunger brings up some shit for you. I would be shocked if it didn't. So let's talk about what doable hunger is and how to use it for weight loss. Doable hunger is natural, and it's where your body can tap into the stored calories on your hips, thighs, and belly for your energy. It helps your metabolism work efficiently and repair any damage from past extreme diet hunger. And doable hunger helps you lose weight faster because it's sustainable for the long haul. It's free of needing willpower or making yourself crazy waiting for food. And doable hunger, it's easy to do. Before you put any food in your mouth, you're just going to ask yourself one simple question. Am I hungry? And if you forget and find yourself eating when you weren't hungry, the solution is simple. Calmly stop eating and be proud that you're finally listening. You just ate less than you would have days ago if you didn't stop. So there's no need to be upset or think bullshit like, I can't do this. Now, when you ask yourself, am I hungry? If you are, then I want you to eat. Simple. If you aren't hungry, I want you to wait 15 minutes. And then I want you to ask again until you get a true, slight hunger signal. One of the first signs of doable hunger is when you just simply start thinking, I might be getting hungry. It feels slight, almost like a whisper. Now, if you've not waited for hunger in a long time, it will take time to recondition your signals and the language that it uses. Remember, if you've got hunger trauma, then your brain might yell like an old shrill, it's time to eat, instead of whispering like you're in a library. The best way to combat this is to think rationally using your reasoning brain. Ask yourself, is my hunger as urgent as my inner voice is telling me? What's normal about this hunger right now? These two questions will help you calm the fuck down and change the way your initial hunger signal voice talks to you. There are also physical signs to look for. Your belly might have a small growl or gurgle, or you might notice you can't focus and you start feeling a little tired or a little low on energy. When I'm starting to get hungry, my mind starts thinking about food and I'm easily distracted. That's when I know it's time to eat. In the beginning, if you're not drinking enough water, you might get a little headache. So before you eat, try drinking 8 ounces of water, wait 15 minutes. And if that doesn't take away the headache, then I would say you need to eat. Now, once you've decided this is slight hunger, I want you to go to your doable 24-hour plan and eat your planned meal. One of the reasons why you'll be able to eat food you love is because now you're going to eat them when you're hungry versus just when you are caving or want them. You're no longer eating whatever you want, whenever you want. You're eating what you plan when your body says it needs food. So repeat after me. I no longer eat whatever I want, whenever I want. That's called fuck it eating. And fuck it eating don't lose the weight. You are now eating what you plan, which can be anything you want. And then you're eating it when you're hungry. That's how it works. You ain't ever got to starve or suffer your way to weight loss again. You don't have to watch the clock like a hawk or only eat what some ridiculous diet guru says is allowed. You get to eat what you love to eat when it's planned and you can thoroughly enjoy it. You get to eat whenever your body needs food. And you get to start working on the things in your life instead of eating your way through your life. Now, in the beginning, you might guess at your hunger cues, and that's okay. You don't have to get this right to start losing weight. In the beginning, the mere act of waiting until you think you are hungry will cause initial weight loss because you'll cut some mindless eating out. You might even catch yourself in the middle of eating and realize, shit, I wasn't hungry. Simply stop eating. That's a huge win. A few weeks ago, you didn't even notice this was a problem. All of these moments add up fast in the early stages of weight loss. Now, inside this lesson, I've given you a doable hunger method cheat sheet to help you identify hunger cues. Feel free to add your own as you find your unique hunger signals. Now, in the beginning, you might go longer than you think you should before you eat. Some people's bodies will immediately tap into stored fat and start burning those calories versus food. Your metabolism is not going to get jacked up during this phase. Remember, you've been overeating, so eating a smaller amount is going to seem like a lot less food. And eventually, your hunger signals will regulate while also tapping into those fat stores. All of this evens out in a few days. So before we end this lesson, let me go over a few frequently asked questions. If you plan a snack and you aren't hungry at snack time, do you eat it? No, you don't eat it. Save it for later or skip it altogether. What if I'm getting hungry an hour before dinner? First, just drink a glass of water. Tell yourself that being hungry for dinner is kind of a good thing. And remind yourself there's no need for more food just because you're hungry. I want you to calm the trauma response version of you down. You can also start eating a bigger meal prior to your dinner if you start seeing this as a pattern. You can always play with your meals so that you are hungry when it's your usual time to eat with your family. And another question that I get is, what if you are a nurse or a teacher and during your scheduled mealtime, you ain't hungry? Go ahead and eat if your next opportunity is hours away. You might try eating less at earlier meals so that you can get hungry by the time it's time for your break. Now you know how doable hunger works. Here's what I want you to do this week to help you quickly understand your hunger. Each time you think you might be getting hungry, I simply want you to drink an 8-ounce glass of water and pause for 15 minutes. Pay attention to your body. Watch for cues. You'll either still be hungry and have learned some cues to pay attention to, or you'll realize you're just thirsty and you can wait for a physical sign. I know you can do this. Be sure to keep making your doable 24-hour plan and add in waiting for slight hunger before you eat. You see how this is all starting to come together? So I want you to mark this lesson complete, and I'll see you in the next video.
All right. Where's my old video? Right here. All right. I think one good thing for us to do on this call is we're talking about hunger, because how many of us have been on diets? We had to wait till we were hangry, pissed off, about to just eat our arms off because we were so fucking hungry. Put in the chat some of your hunger cues for when you first get hungry. So for me, it is, I keep wanting to switch from one thing to the next. I can't really focus as well. A hunger growl will come, but that's when I'm super, super hungry. Lack of focus, headache, lack of focus. You start going to the kitchen. Yes. Empty feeling in your stomach. Get distracted, start to get tired, feel a little bit weak. Yes. Start thinking about food. That's a good one. Yes. So if you're listening to this call, either on the podcast or the video replays, the chat is a great place, a good resource for you to go in order to see what other women are saying. Other members are talking about what their doable hunger cue is. So she had some really good advice in there about shift workers, teachers, all of that sort of stuff. So really pay attention to that. If it's a time when you know it's going to be hours and hours and hours, go ahead and eat. You need to eat, honor your body, knowing that it may not take you as long to get to enough. You may not eat as much as you typically do when you're hungry. Go ahead and eat and honor yourself in that way. Yes. Oh, sometimes Kathy even gets the hiccups. That's perfect. Loss of focus, tiny voice saying, I might be hungry. That's exactly right. It is definitely not what we're used to. When we're talking about traditional diets, you had to eat on a clock. You couldn't eat certain things. Maybe you ran out of food because you didn't have any points left. We sit around being super duper hungry. That's not what we do in OBS. That's not what we do. And so, and also that emotional, like right now I could eat all day. Like today is a day that I'm going to have urges. I'm going to want to eat. And I have to keep reminding myself, like, check in with my actual body. I emotionally want to eat today because, you know, I might be a weight loss coach, but I still have a human brain. And for, you know, 40 years of my life, I ate when I was sad. So it is normal for me to want to eat all day today. I will be, the kitchen's right there. I'll be thinking about it all day today. So I'm just going to keep water. I'm going to up my water. I know that today I am triggered to eat. And so I'm going to make sure that I take care of myself and drink my water. I may even, you know, even use the clock sometimes. Like, girl, you just ate an hour ago. You're just having urges because you're sad. That's all it is right now. You're not actually physically hungry. Yeah, Heidi would kick her ass for not eating over her. She certainly would. Eileen, if you're hungry before your next meal, about an hour or so, there's a couple of things you can do. You can just wait for your meal if you would like. Drink some water. Corinne talked about that in the video. What I used to do, because this was very common for me, I tell the story all the time, worked in a nursing home. We had to eat when the old people ate, which was like 11 o'clock. And I didn't finish work until 5. And then I would get off work, have to come home, get supper ready for my kids, oftentimes go pick them up and different things before I could get dinner kind of on the table. And so what I did, I kept a 100-calorie pack of nuts because they could stay in the South Carolina heat. They didn't go bad. And I would eat that every day when I got off from work. And I didn't eat too enough. It was just enough to take the edge off of hunger so that I could come in, get dinner ready for my kids, change my clothes, and then I was hungry for dinner. So that is exactly how you can work it. But like I said, I was literally starving when I would get off work. And I wanted to eat with my family. I knew a glass of water was not going to cut it at 5 o'clock when I was so flipping hungry. So I just would eat to take that, to knock the edge off. Oh, olives will help too. There you go. But you know, nuts stayed in my car. They were good to go. All right. Any questions about hunger? Yeah. Shift workers and hunger. If you are on your break, and you know that you are not going to eat for a while, go ahead and eat, knowing that you may not make it all the way to enough. Also, Corinne talked a lot about this on the video. Maybe eat a little bit more at your meal before so that it'll tide you over if you've got a long way to wait for your meal, or eat a little less so that you are hungry at your break time. But yeah, sometimes it's just going to work out to where, you know, it's going to be hours and hours and hours. And the same thing happens to me. If I've got a meeting day or a bunch of calls or a bunch of stuff going on, I need to eat when I'm not hungry. And I know it's going to be 5-6 hours. I'm going to be on Zoom and I'm not going to be able to have the opportunity to eat. I go ahead and get something so that I can last through my meetings, because remember, I lose focus when I'm hungry. I need to be focused in my meetings. So I just need to make sure that I go ahead and eat. Any questions? Hold on a minute. I have a dog here and he's got a bell toy. I need to remove that from his face. When you go past hunger and into hangry, what's the best way not to overeat? So when you notice that you go past like what just regular hunger is, you know, just like doable hunger, and you've moved into like super hungry, you've missed a meal for whatever reason, it would be normal for you to overeat because you've probably always told yourself that you are hungry. I want you to think about your stomach like a gas tank. So if you're riding in to the gas station on fumes, your tank is still only going to, it's going to hold 20 pounds. I mean, 20 gallons. If you ride in and you've got a half a tank left, it's still only going to hold at the end of the day, 20 gallons. Getting overly hungry does not mean that you need to be overly full. That's not how it works. So really good. If you're a person who has in the past always like overeaten when you get super, super hungry, make sure that you're putting your fork down between bites. Serve yourself less so that you can stop yourself, have that natural stopgap to really reassess if you are actually hungry, still hungry. So if you know that that is you, set yourself up for success. Figure out a way to put that pause in for you so that you can reassess if you're hungry. Tracy, when eating a few bites, my hunger goes away, but I know that's not enough. How do I manage this? That is so perfect. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute, but there is a difference between not being hungry anymore and eating to enough. So there, if you notice your stomach feels empty, what you're going to want to do is like when you get to that place when your stomach isn't empty, eat 3 or 4 more bites. See how much traction that gets you. Does that get you 3 or 4 hours? If it doesn't, then you can just play around with it next time. But we'll talk about that a little bit more on the next one. I like when Corinne says hunger isn't a crisis. Yep, it's not an emergency. So I'm comfortable being hungry and will often skip a meal, but I'm having trouble with stopping at enough when I do finally eat. Sylvia, I just talked about all of those natural stop gaps that you can put in place. Can depression add to your hunger then? So there is like, that's like thought emotional hunger, right? So just like me, I'm sad today. I am not physically hungry, but I am hungry. I could go in there and just eat all day long. So if you've always dealt with depression by eating, or like for me, sadness with eating, you may notice that you have more urges whenever you are depressed or you are sad or whatever your reason is for overeating, whatever emotions you've always fed in the past, you may notice when you feel those emotions, you want to go and eat. Sometimes I'm not sure I'm hungry, so I've started to eat every 3 or 4 hours. So that is a really good thing that you're noticing about yourself. So I really do want you to start to trust your body. So just start to examine your cues, possibly see if, you know, drink a glass of water at that 3 or 4 hour mark, and then just ask yourself, am I hungry? What does my body feel like? What does my stomach feel like? And if you think you might be hungry, go ahead and eat. Go ahead and eat. So just take a guess, but don't get in the habit of eating on the clock. Even if you are eating on some sort of a clock, make sure you're still checking in with yourself. Make sure you are still looking at, am I hungry? All right. We're going to go to enough, because I love talking about enough. That is the one, I'll tell the story afterwards, but I do love talking about enough. It's one of my favorite topics because it was so elusive to me. So let me see if I can get this going again. Enough. Here we go. I think I got it. All right. Here we go. Oh, I don't think I hit my button. Hold on a minute. I didn't hit the right button so that I could mute myself. Hold on. There we go. I didn't hit the button. No button was hit. Let me find this. Hold on. Y'all, I'm getting it together. Well, I think I got to pull it back up. Hold on. There are too many things I put on this computer, y'all. Too many things. Here we go. Okay. Now, can y'all see my screen? Y'all can't see my screen, can you? No. I'm about to make it happen. Oh, here we go. I think I'm just gonna have to share my whole thing because I can't find it this way. Hold on, I'm gonna look at the chat. Not yet, you can't see it. I'm trying to find my little thingy. Okay, I'm just going to share my whole screen because I don't see it right here. my quick time. Oh, I found it. I found it, y'all. I found it. Yes. Ah, so smart. All right, enough. Let's go.
As I've been teaching you, weight loss happens when you end emotional and mindless eating and focus on intentional eating. The doable hunger method helps you do that by making sure you wait for slight physical hunger and then stopping at enough versus full or overfull. In this video, we will talk all about how to stop at enough versus full or overfull. Most of us eat to full or until we're stuffed. Stopping at enough means stopping eating around the moment your body has enough food to sustain you for 3 to 4 hours. It's likely a little less than you currently eat, especially those meals where you know you're eating until full. You'll know you're at enough because you won't feel bloated, winded, or like you need a nap. The amount of food you eat should give you a pop of energy, not deplete you like eating past full does. Think of it this way. You could take a walk, get back to work, and comfortably wear your pants. So how do you stop at enough? There are several things you can try to get into the habit of asking yourself, have I had enough while you eat? The first is called the halftime method. You'll eat half the food on your plate, put down your utensil, take a deep breath, and pause eating for a minute or two. Be sure to check in with your body to look for physical enoughness clues. This method is great because you can do it and nobody around you is going to notice. Now, after you check in, you will either need more food or you've reached your enough point. If you keep eating, eat half of what's left and repeat pausing until you're at enough. You can also try the alarm system. Set a timer on your phone to go off 2 minutes into your meal. When the alarm sounds, check in with your enough cues. Repeat this pattern of 2 minute breaks until you reach enoughness. This will slow down your eating, but that's a good thing for fast eaters like me because it creates a habit of eating slower and paying attention. Do it until pausing and evaluating enoughness becomes an automatic behavior. I've been in maintenance for 15 years and I still do the alarm method periodically because my habit of hoovering my food loves to come back. Instead of getting pissed, I get proactive. Now, another trick to slow down your eating is to eat with your non-dominant hand. Now, just because this all sounds simple doesn't mean that you're going to automatically remember to do these methods. You might forget the first fucking meal, or you'll do it for a few days and then you'll forget. Guess what? That's called normal. You ain't got to be perfect for this to work like in most traditional diets. Just keep reminding yourself to do these things. Remember, you're going to get better over time at this. Instead of thinking, I'll never get this, I want you to start asking yourself, what can I do to make it easier to remember next meal? Use the doable hunger method cheat sheet with this lesson to help you find your physical cues for hunger and enoughness. Now, here's a few more things that will help you know when you might have had enough food. Sometimes you'll hear yourself think, I might want a few more bites. This is a sneaky thought that feels innocent, but ain't gonna work for weight loss. You're looking to feel better about stopping. So I want you to put your fork down and think about why stopping right now is a better choice than a few more bites. Let your mindset make you feel good instead of more food making you feel good. Another enough signal is the sigh. This is my indicator that my body is done eating, even if I'm not emotionally done yet. When I'm eating, if I sit back in my chair and take a big breath, I know I'm done. My body is giving me an early warning sign that it's running out of room in the end. If you notice you're looking for the best bites on your plate, you've also probably reached enough in that moment. Many no BS women say this is a sign they are just eating for fun or to not waste the best parts of the meal. Here's a tip. Eat the best fucking food first. It's way harder to stop eating when the best food is staring you in the damn face. And one more subtle clue is when your mind starts to wonder. You start thinking things like, I wonder what's going on in Facebook. or you start wanting to work or do something else while you eat. If you've lost interest in your food, then it's probably time to stop eating. You will have your own signs and will learn them as you practice stopping at enough. Note them on the cheat sheet so you don't forget them. Now, I know all this sounds pretty simple, but putting it into practice might be hard, and it could trigger more of that past diet trauma, just like waiting for hunger does. So many of us think we're broken or messed up when we overeat. This is simply not true. There are good reasons, that make sense as to why you overeat. And when you understand this, you take so much pressure off yourself. You open the door to finding new ways to comfort yourself and take care of yourself apart from food. Now, the first reason we tend to overeat is because of overly restrictive diets. Some diets physically restricted you with ultra low calories or limiting times of day you can eat or eliminating vital food groups your body needs for survival. There's also mental restriction that happens when foods are villainized and you feel guilty or bad for eating them. This type of restriction leaves your body feeling like your world's not safe, as if there's not going to be enough food for you or that you don't have permission to eat when you need it. So when you stop at enough instead of full, your body might react with panic, worry, and fear that you're not going to get enough food. This is why so many of us feel like we need to eat past full to simply feel safe. Even though there's no real famine or true danger happening, it does make sense, though, that our body would overreact. So what you can do is remind yourself that everything is okay. You're getting enough food and learning how to create true safety for yourself. You get to plan foods you like now as often as you like. And if you get hungry, you're now going to feed yourself. We're no longer starving to lose weight. We're losing weight by giving our body the amount of enjoyable food it needs to be healthy, strong, and truly cared for. Now, another reason we overeat is because of simple momentum. Once you start something, it's easier to keep it going than it is to stop. Remember when you were a kid on a swing? You had to work to stop the swing once it was in full motion. Eating is the same way. Once you're eating, it will always be easier to just keep going than it will be to stop. So it makes sense that you have to think about it, talk to yourself about why it's a good idea to stop, and possibly even remove yourself from the food to make stopping easier. And the last reason we overeat is because of emotional need. Often we overeat because there's something we're not getting in our life, either emotionally or physically. When we put our self-care on the back burner, spend our days people-pleasing, or talking to ourselves like an asshole, we must find a way to provide that comfort. And often, the only way we know to do it was with food. Later in the No BS Weight Loss course, we dig more into the root causes of our emotional overeating. But for now, be aware that eating past enough could be signaling you need something that food simply will never fix. And a quick way to find out what you do need is to ask yourself some loving questions. Am I getting enough sleep or rest right now in my life? Is there something I need to get off my chest with someone? Could I just use a hug, a good cry, a talk with a friend, or an hour to myself? I want you to try addressing some of your real needs and how it's impacting your eating. There's one other reason many of us have a hard time stopping at enough. And that's, we think we're wasting food when we leave it behind. Now, for me, wasting food was a huge thing to overcome because I grew up butt-ass poor. Leaving food behind at first felt fucking awful. It felt so wrong and wasteful. And truth be told, it was very scary for me. It brought up fear I'd starve later because I remembered being painfully hungry as a child. It also made me think I was wasting money as if I couldn't afford to leave a few bites behind anymore. It activated a lot of my childhood anxieties in my adult life. Leaving food behind might have you feeling angry, sad, anxious, or frustrated. And that's normal. I remind myself even today that today leaving a few bites behind isn't a financial catastrophe. I actually did the math to show myself that it wasn't as expensive as my mind kept thinking it was when I left food behind. I also told myself that the only way I would ever spend less at the store was if I quit overeating at home. How would I ever know to buy less if I kept eating too much food? I also reassured myself that I had permission to eat when slight hunger hit. I could wrap up my food and eat it later if I needed. This reassured the version of me thinking like my childhood. I had to recondition my thinking that there was going to be plenty of food and plenty of food that I actually enjoyed eating. The over-dieting and days of being a poor child were over. I just had to wait for my brain and nervous system to catch up to the new normal I was teaching myself daily. Now, if you try these things and still have a hard time stopping at enough, one hack you can do is stop eating a little sooner than normal. You might still be overeating for a few weeks, but you might need to build safety around stopping. Allowing yourself time to slowly eat a little less to prove to your body that everything is truly okay is often a great way to get started. When I was losing weight, we used to order pizza, and I wasn't ready to eat until enough. What I could do is eat one less slice than my usual half a pizza. Leaving behind one slice was uncomfortable, but not so hard I couldn't do it. This helped me build a tolerance for discomfort. Here's what I would love for you to do for the next 2 weeks. Leave just one or two bites behind at each meal, or try one of the methods I mentioned in this video. Share what happens in our Facebook group. You are going to lose weight while you are figuring all of this out. The small changes you make, they will add up. And every change, big or small, it counts in weight loss. And before you know it, the doable hunger method will become a natural way of eating for you. So mark this lesson complete, and I'll see you in the next video.
All right. Oops, let me start the video. I'm still here, y'all. There have been some really good questions in the chat and the Q&A. We're going to talk a lot about enough right now. So there are a couple reasons that you don't stop at enough. One is it's hard to find. So I tell this story all the time. When I first joined No BS, I called enough the Bigfoot of No BS. Other people talked about it. Other people had seen it. They had found it. They were even taking pictures of it and putting it in the Facebook group. I could not find it. I was on a hunt for Bigfoot, which was the enough of No BS. But here is what I quickly learned. Even being curious about it, I was already starting to leave bites behind. I had not figured out what enough was yet, and I was still losing weight. It did not have to be perfect in order to get me moving in the right direction. So I want to offer you that as well. And I still don't get it perfectly, y'all. I overate last night. So it's not like you figure it out and then you never think about it again, right? Like you have to relearn it as you lose weight. Your enough changes as your body needs less food. Sometimes you're distracted and you just don't think about it and you overeat. That is normal. That happens more often than you think. So first of all, give yourself a little bit of grace when you're trying to figure this out. The other thing is a lot of people are scared to leave bites behind. That's normal too. For like reasons like Corinne talked about, like financial reasons. Sometimes it's really hard. You know, we've all had the starving children. There's starving children that would love to have that. I can promise you there's no child who is hungry when you overeat saying, oh my God, thank God MJ overate. I feel a lot less hungry right now. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. So there are so many different ways. Like for all of you who are afraid to leave bites behind or really struggle with like trying to tackle enough and what that looks like, I want you to make a list of all the ways you can figure out what your enough is. So a lot of times we talk about, you know, stop halfway and then reassess and all that other kind of stuff. If you have a hard time doing that, serve yourself half and pause at that point and then go back and get a little bit more. If it's really hard to leave those bites on your plate, leaving a bite or two behind, if that is too much for you, serve yourself what you were going to eat, put two bites back at the beginning if you're not ready to throw bites away. And then for me, when I would go out to eat dinner, and my husband's still the same way, got to get your money's worth. Got to get your money's worth. We're paying for this food. You need to get your money's worth. And so I knew I had enough. I would just pour water on my plate, or I would reach down. Nobody would even know. I would take my napkin, wipe it on the bottom of my shoe, and lay it flat down on top of the food. So I did not eat anymore. That took the desire away to eat. There are so many things that you can do to help yourself stop at enough. The most important one is equal airtime, though. So somebody was like, you know, not wanting to leave food behind, just it tastes so good, all that kind of stuff. Here's what is good. That food is good. I agree. If you're eating something amazing, it does taste good. Of course it tastes good. You know what else is good? Losing weight at the end of the week. That feels really good. Getting in a smaller pant size feels really good. Getting up from the table and not having to unbutton your pants or wear your fat pants to dinner because you're overeating, that feels good as well. So if the only chatter you've got going on in your brain is, oh, but it tastes so good, it tastes so good. When you say yes to those extra bites, what are you saying no to? You're saying no to weight loss. You're saying no to smaller pants. You're saying no to being comfortable after you finish eating dinner. There's a trade-off. There is a trade-off. When you say yes to weight loss, feeling comfortable in pants, you're saying no to a couple more bites of food. And you get to make that decision every time you eat. And sometimes you're going to choose overeating. But where you want to get to is where you're most of the time, 95, 98, 99% of the time, choosing to stop. And a lot of times we get in this pattern of overeating because we've been on so many bullshit diets for so many years, you never knew when you were going to get it again. Guess when you can get it again? Your next meal. No more like restricting, well, I better go ahead and finish this. Lord knows when I'm going to get to eat pizza again, my next cheat day. You can plan pizza whenever you want to plan it. You can plan dessert whenever you want to plan it. So for a lot of us, it is just the safety that we can have it because we've, you know, let ourselves have it every once in a blue moon. And then we had to get all the goodie out of it because we didn't know when we were going to get it again. So it is all about, you know, reminding yourself, I can have this again. It does taste amazing and I do love it. And I can have it whenever I want. I can have it whenever I want. Let's see. Often I go to enough or a few bites past enough and I still get hungry 2 to 3 hours later. I'm eating healthy fats, et cetera. Is it possible that my stomach holds less and needs less food more often? I don't think that's the case. If you're getting 3 hours, we say 3 to 4 hours. So you're right on target. If you notice it's leaning more towards the 2 hours, here's what we know about food and eating and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to eat a ton more to get more mileage. So if you notice you're only going 2 hours, when you get to what you think is enough, eat 2 to 3 more bites and then see if that gets you that 3 to 4 hour mark. In the middle of the night, what if you are hungry, stomach is growling, shouldn't I eat something? I'm up due to different reasons. If you want to, Kim, you're more than welcome to do that. But a lot of times what happens is you get up for whatever reason. If you've ever been a nighttime snacker, your body is going to be like, oh, it's time to eat, girl. We love eating in the middle of the night. And you may get an urge and you may get those hunger cues. The other thing you can do is to try to eat a small snack before bed. If you don't want to eat at night, if that is stopping you from losing weight, first you have to decide, is it a problem? Do you feel amazing? Are you losing weight? If the answer is yes, you need to figure out if it's something you even want to tackle. If the answer is no, then you need to make a list of several different ways that you can start to figure this out in the middle of the night. If you don't want to be a nighttime snacker or a nighttime eater, you could start with having a small, like, you know, a piece of fruit or something before bed, or, you know, a spoonful of peanut butter, whatever it is. Then when you wake up, if your body still says I'm hungry, you could be like, okay, you just had a snack a couple of hours ago. You don't need to eat. I'm just hungry right now because it's a habit, not necessarily because I'm hungry. So first you have to decide if it's even a problem. There are tons of people who lose weight, eat during the night, and never a problem. So first ask yourself, is this even a problem? Yeah, I don't eat at night either, but I've never been a nighttime eater. I just never have. You know, people get up and go do things in the night. I don't even drink water at night. Like, I'm just not a night. I'm out. Peace out. Let's see. Yeah, it is. That is really, at nighttime, it really is when your body is repairing. That's when it just really gets into those fat stores and just like gnaws off some of the stuff that you don't want, like Chinese or whatever you've eaten, all that extra. It's a great way to, you know, repair your body and to take off a little bit of extra. Any other questions about enough? I want to, okay, Mary Elizabeth, what I've learned is if I skip breakfast or lunch, it causes you to snack at nighttime. No, it does not. It does not. Here's what is causing you to eat at night. I would love to know what your thoughts are when you want a snack. Well, you can go ahead and have it. You know, you skip breakfast or you skip lunch. You really haven't had that much today. It'll be okay. That is what is causing you to snack at night. If you've had dinner, remember, your gas tank only holds a certain amount. When you get to you top off your gas tank in the evenings, you're done for 3 or 4 hours. But then we have the thoughts, but you've been so good today. Girl, you know what? You deserve it because you'd skip breakfast. You don't deserve it because you skip breakfast. If you didn't eat breakfast because you weren't hungry, that was your body saying, we just don't need it right now. Kate says, I do intermittent fasting and found my thoughts saying, you didn't eat anything, so you can eat all this. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. And by the way, we all intermittent fast. Like, for those of you who call it intermittent fasting, I don't eat from like 7 o'clock at night till about 10 o'clock in the morning because I'm not hungry. I'm fasting. Anytime you're not eating, you're fasting. Let me see. Yes, it's a gas tank. I always think about it like that. What if you are up much later at night, past 4 or 5 hours after supper? Is it okay to eat then, even if you normally don't? It's up to you, Leah. You first have to ask yourself, is it a problem? So it's about to be football season and we'll be traveling to the University of South Carolina to go watch my Gamecocks play on the weekends. And so we eat dinner. And then sometimes we don't get home till 12 o'clock at night. And sometimes I'm starving. And sometimes I drink water and I just go into bed. But sometimes I'm like super hungry because I haven't eaten dinner. I mean, it's been so long. I will have a snack. It just depends on you and how you feel, if you love your results and you love your weight loss. I am struggling with not eating enough, staying in like a level one of hunger all the time, always topping off the tank. Kelly, this is so good. So what you're going to want to do is just set aside time. Give yourself some time. Probably what you're doing is not giving yourself enough time to eat. You just are a grazer. I was a grazer forever. But it's like, okay, I know I want to eat this now. I'm going to wait till I get hungry. And then set a time aside that you're going to give yourself at least 5 to 7 minutes to eat, because that's all it really takes, y'all. Let's see. The hunger or thought of it feels uncomfortable, but eating after dinner is stopping weight loss. Yes. So first you want to identify, Kay, are you really hungry? Because she says the hunger or thought of it. If you've been a nighttime snacker forever, after dinner, watching TV, something just to top the tank before you go to bed, you're going to have an urge because your brain likes to keep things on a routine. So if you've always eaten and you go sit in your eating chair and you turn on Netflix, just like you do every single time, your brain is going to be like, something's missing. It's the snack. We always eat now. We should remind her because she has obviously forgotten that we watch Netflix, sit in the eating chair and eat. So it'd be like, girl, knock, knock, knock. Time to get something to eat. You've left a piece out of this equation. So yes, it is going to feel strange for a while. It's going to feel awkward whenever you take away one piece of that equation. One thing you can do is just switch it up. Don't sit in the eating chair. We all have I got an eating chair. We all got a damn eating chair. If you notice you're wanting to change that habit, the best thing to do is to move seats, because then your brain is like, oh, we don't eat in this chair. It's good. The urges may not be as strong. Yes, it does make a total difference if you move from your eating chair. How can I just get back to it and do the work? I keep starting and stopping. Donna, that's normal. Trying to create a new habit. So when you're wanting to create a new habit, it is normal to do it for a few days. Corinne talked about it in the first video, and then notice that you kind of just don't do it. When you want to, that's one reason we talk about one thing at a time. When you want to change everything, it is normal that some of those little habits kind of fall off. But if you're like, I'm going to plan, whatever, work on planning. If you're going to work on hunger, work on hunger. Set alarms. Write a list of what you're willing to try to figure it out and just keep going and trying different things until you figure out what works for you. It becomes a habit, and then you layer on another habit. Let's see. It does. That eating chair, it really does make a big difference. Jean says, oh, hey, Corinne. The queen is here.
Yeah, I need my room. I have a call.
Oh, all right. Post your
questions. Sorry, everyone. I hate to like bust in like the Kool-Aid.
What is Corinne doing here?
I was okay. Like, she ain't gonna check that text message unless I get on that call.
Oh, yeah, you did text me. Sorry about that. I was preaching about doable hunger. Bye, y'all. Facebook and Ask Coaches if you have any questions. Bye, y'all.
Thank you, everybody.